Congratulations, your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. I am coming to you live this morning from Bali. It's actually Friday morning already here, April 19th. So I'm recording. I am doing our Friday morning Bible study together, and I'm going to be putting the video of this on my personal Facebook page. So if you would rather watch it than listen to it on the podcast, hop over to Facebook, find me Pamela Krim, C-R-I-M, and you will see the video of this happening in beautiful Bali on Friday morning. Okay, so we're going to do a bit of an unplugged Bible study together. This week, I've been studying the book of Exodus, as I mentioned, I think, yesterday. But in Exodus, the first couple chapters of Exodus are so exciting. Like, it's the Israelites being set free. It's like the most exciting thing. I love teaching on it. But then when you hit chapter 25 of Exodus, it's really easy to just check out. Chapter 25 through chapter 40 is basically God's instructions of building the tabernacle. And it's so specific and it's so detailed. And it seems to totally not apply to anything in our lives today. But what I found as I really put the time into studying this is there's so much that does apply to our lives today. So starting in chapter 25, God starts giving instructions for building the ark, the table, the lampstand, and then the tabernacle. Now understand what the tabernacle is. The word tabernacle really means to dwell. Okay, so the Israelites have escaped from Egypt, where they were in slavery for 400 years, and now they're out in the wilderness trying to get to the promised land that God had for them. And God wants to go with them, but this is before Jesus. So the Holy Spirit isn't there to dwell within the people. God has to have a place to dwell, and he wants it to be a mobile place because the Israelites are on the go. They're not dwelling in one place. They're moving towards their promised land. So the tabernacle means to dwell. And this tabernacle is this mobile worship center. So God would go with his people. I think that's beautiful that God wants to go with us. Now that we have Jesus, the Holy Spirit lives within us, and God is always with us. But back then, God needed a place to dwell, to be carried with his people. So that was the tabernacle. But what I find so interesting is as God is giving these super specific instructions about how to build everything that's to go inside of the tabernacle and the tabernacle itself, he actually gives instructions in such a unique way. And I think it means something. He first tells about how to build the ark. The ark is actually where God will dwell inside. He tells how to build the table. He tells how to build the lampstand. And then he talks about building the tabernacle. I'm going to put my glasses on for a minute so I can read from my Bible with you. Okay, so when he starts talking about building the tabernacle, he starts telling about the curtains on the inside, the colors. They're supposed to be blue and purple with scarlet yarn. There's supposed to be a cherubim worked into this yarn. The curtains are to be 42 feet long and 6 feet wide. He gives all of these instructions. Then he talks about the loops on the edges of the curtains and the gold clasps on the curtains. And then finally, he gives instructions for the poles for the tabernacle and the outer covering. Now notice, God is giving instructions to build all of this from the inside out. How would we give instructions like to build something? We would build from the outside in, right? You build the structure, and then you worry about the sheetrock and the painting and the light fixtures and the floor coverings. But God builds from the inside out. And that's exactly how he works in our lives. It is from the inside out. It's the inside work. I wonder if right now God is working and building in your life on the inside, and you're wondering why you don't see anything happening on the outside, and it's because God works from the inside out. Check it out, chapter 25 and 26, as God is giving instructions. It's the inside out. Isn't that incredible? Okay, so some other things I learned in really studying what before I just would completely pass over were more details on God appointed and equipped very specific people to be able to build this tabernacle just as God instructed. So Exodus chapter 31 says, "Look, I have appointed these people. I have filled them with God's Spirit, with wisdom, understanding, and ability in every craft to design what I want." He says, "I have put wisdom in the heart of every skilled artisan in order to make all that I have commanded." These weren't priests. These were ordinary people who could work with wood, who could melt metals, who could make curtains, who could carve. God filled them with His Spirit and gave them supernatural wisdom to complete His work. Did you know that work is important to God? Every work is important to God. And whatever your work is, whatever your mission and your purpose is, God will equip you with His Spirit to fulfill His work perfectly. You don't have to count on you. God will do the equipping. God will give you the wisdom and the knowledge. That's how you can do whatever it is that God has called you to do. I am humbled every single day that I come here to share with you, to give you something that would speak to you in your real life, because I alone don't have the ability to do that. But God's Spirit working within me does. Like, if you could read my inbox this week as a result of the devotional about shutting our mouth and zipping our lip and biting our tongue and not lashing back out when we're attacked, how many people that was like perfectly timed for? Guess what? I could never do that. That is God. Just like God filled these people with His Spirit and He put wisdom in their heart in order to do all that He commanded, that's what He does for me, to use me for His purposes. And my sister, that is what He will do for you, to use you for His purposes. So I wrote down in the margins of my Bible right there in chapter 31 of Exodus, I wrote down, "Lord, I need Your Spirit for my assignment." We need God's Spirit for our assignment. That is how we can fulfill and do everything He has called us to do. All right, I want to point out one more thing that just blew me away in the latter part of Exodus. Again, these are parts of my Bible that I've just never studied. I've skipped over because all the details of building this mobile worship center just didn't seem to be applicable in my life. Like, why would I care how many pounds of silver or gold it took? Why would I care how many feet long the curtain really was, right? It doesn't seem to apply. But check this out. In chapter 35, God tells Moses take up an offering. Take up an offering among everybody, and let everyone whose heart is willing to bring this as the Lord's offering, gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet yarn. Well, does that sound familiar? That's exactly what God said would be needed to build His tabernacle. So He's calling on the people, the Israelites, for everyone whose heart is willing to bring what they have as an offering to build this tabernacle. Well, you have to remember, these were people who had been enslaved for 400 years, and now they were on the run in the wilderness. So what could they possibly have to offer? Well, what they had to offer was more than enough to build what God was instructing them to build. They had all this gold, all this silver, all this bronze, all these fabulous, valuable fabrics and fragrances and gemstones. And guess where they got them? They got them from the Egyptians who had held them captive. Do you remember back in Exodus chapter 12, verses 35 through 36, at the end of all these plagues that God had brought on the Egyptians to set the Israelites free? After all of these plagues, finally Pharaoh is like, "You people get out of here. You go. Obviously, your God is defending you. Go and here, take everything you want with you." Just as God had promised Moses, not only would they be set free, but they would take all that the Egyptians had, all their gold, all their silver, all their fabric, all their incense. And so the Egyptians not only sent the Israelites free, but they sent with them everything they wanted, all their treasures they sent with the Israelites. Why is that so important? Because now God is saying, all that I gave you when I set you free, I'm asking for some of that back to build this mobile worship center so that I can go and dwell with you. So that's how they have everything to give to build this tabernacle that God is calling them to. God gave it to them miraculously when he set them free. Now, if you add it up, this is incredible. It says that they gave everyone who was moved in their heart, they gave until chapter 36, verse 7 says there was more than enough. And Moses actually told them, okay, that's enough. You don't have to give anymore. There is more than enough to build this tabernacle. How much was there? Well, if you do the math, it says there was 2,193 pounds of gold, 7,544 pounds of silver, and 5,310 pounds of bronze. You know what that means? That means there was the equivalent of six small cars worth of gold, silver, and bronze. Treasure that the Israelites had taken with them, that the Egyptians freely gave them to get them to leave. And all of this was here to build what God was instructing. God provided everything that was needed, just as God will provide everything that you need to do what he is calling you to do in your life. And he will not only provide every material thing needed, but he will provide the right people to partner with you in the process. This is how God works, and it will be more than enough. I encourage you for yourself just to read through these chapters in Exodus, starting Exodus 25 through the end of Exodus, and see for yourself how God works in the details, how he's so specific, and how it is God who provides the talent, the time, and the treasure to make it all happen. And when God provides it, he provides more than enough. Well, I hope you've enjoyed our little Bible study time together. I love doing this on Fridays. I look forward to it now every week as we do this. And I hope that you will hop over and take a look at the video as I'm sitting outside in beautiful Bali. In fact, let me just pick up my phone so you can see beautiful jungles of Bali where I'm at right now as I just sit here with my Bible, and I'm excited to share everything with you. All right, may I pray with you today? Join me right now. Let's pray together. Well, good morning, Papa God. Thank you for waking us up today. Thank you for the blessing of life today. I thank you, God, for your word that is alive and working in our lives. I thank you, Lord, that you want to be with us, that you want to dwell with us. And I thank you, Jesus, for the sacrifice you have made so that God's Spirit can now live within us and go with us everywhere. I thank you that, Lord, you provide everything that is needed to fulfill our purpose in life. You provide more than enough. You provide the skill. You provide the materials. You provide the people. You provide it all. And so, Lord, we just want to give back to you everything that you have given to us for your work. I just thank you for these reminders. I thank you for the peace and the confidence that it brings each one of us. I'm thankful for everyone you've brought to hear this today. Lord, I pray your blessings over their families. I pray for your provisions and your protection. I thank you so much. You are so good to us. It is in the name of Jesus. Amen. My friends, thank you for joining me today for a little Bible study together. I would love to meet you again on Monday. I pray that you have a beautiful day and an amazing weekend of life. We're currently in Ubud in Bali, and today we're traveling to East Bali. So by this time next week, we will have traveled all the way around Bali, west, north, central, east, and then finally all the way to the south in a couple more days. And we're just trying to figure out what our favorite parts of Bali are. So far, all of them. It's been incredible. All right, my friend, have an amazing weekend of life. I'll meet you again on Monday. I love you wildly. Goodbye, everybody.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.